signal means to stop whatever you are doing and get to the nearest safe place fast.
That very real threat of nuclear war seems a long time ago. But watching developments this week, it was hard not to think about those bad old days of the Cold War. Russian troops on the march, the U.S. sending fighter jets to Eastern Europe, Vladimir Putin test-firing an intercontinental ballistic missile. That ICBM, though unarmed, an especially sharp reminder that America still remains on alert for nuclear war. Across the frozen plains of our country are scattered 450 of them, nuclear-tipped missiles that could destroy the world, still manned every hour of every day.
You could drive by this remote site and have no idea there was a nuclear missile silo here, but essentially, the nuclear warhead is just 10 feet below me.
We traveled to missile sites and training facilities to see how the Air Force maintains the nuclear arsenal. Each missile silo is connected, along with nine others, to a control capsule nearby, buried 60 feet underground, behind blast doors, inside five-foot-thick concrete walls. Launch officers have their fingers on the nuclear trigger.
Step one, launch key inserted.
So it would only take four people to launch a nuclear weapon?
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty heavy stuff.
But if the president gave the word, they would be ready.
Most of us here think about that pretty much every time we're on alert.
The young officers are on alert duty eight times a month, all alone, underground, for 24 hours.
Press initiate.
It's not the most exciting job in the military.
Two, one, key turn.
Even though it comes with an unbelievable responsibility. That pressure has been overwhelming for some. The nuclear force has been plagued with scandals, cheating, drugs, alcohol abuse, gambling. But the mission goes on.